It's a nationwide community volunteer program which helps local rugby clubs to improve their facilities. We can give a rugby club a makeover, in as many words, really, that most clubs at this moment in time are struggling for sponsorship and finance. And the rugby club is actually central to the community. It is a hub of the community, where you've got the youth there, you've got obviously your senior players go there. Everybody goes and watches a game of rugby. It's very important. So it's quite nice actually to go there and actually help some of these clubs that need help.
I mean, you talk about, you know, the lacking sponsorship and stuff at the moment. I mean, is that more down to the sort of general financial picture than anything, do you think?
It is. I mean, money's tight out there at this moment in time. You can only go cap in hand to so many people. And another thing, it's one of those things that you go to the rugby club and you pay your entrance to watch, you have a couple of pints. It's not a costly day as such, but it's obviously a few quid. So to help rugby clubs that have not got a huge amount of finance, it's a worthy initiative.
And how do these clubs get involved in this scheme?
Well, they've got to register. If they register by the 25th of March, they can go on the website, which is www.rbs.co.uk/rugbyforce. Register on there, and hopefully, I mean, there'll be a lot of clubs, and there'll all be worthy rugby clubs as well, obviously competing for this, but hopefully we can help as many as possible.
And so there's the actual Rugby Force weekend, isn't there? What takes place over that weekend?
Well, it could be a number of things. As we said, to improve their facilities, it could be the club itself, the clubhouse. I've been on top of a roof before, fixing a roof before, been in there changing the showers. A rugby club a couple of years ago didn't have any hot water for about 2 years. So actually improving the facilities in the rugby club. It could be the grounds itself, where actually sometimes you get stones that come up on the pitch. So you've got to make sure that you can actually improve the ground itself. So it's anything, really.
And we talk about these local clubs, and I would guess that when the national teams are doing well, that participation is kind of increased and people have more interest in the game. I mean, England on the upswing right now, going into a Grand Slam decider. How is this going to go for them at the weekend?
It's going to be a tough one. We can't avoid the fact that Ireland at home is a very tough prospect. England, by even their own high standards, didn't really play that well against Scotland last weekend. That said, Ireland didn't really play that well against Wales last weekend. So it's actually quite an even game going into this. I mean, England have been made out to be huge favourites. I think it's a lot closer than that. But if England get a performance together, yeah, they should win. They should win. I don't think they should be talking about Grand Slams this week. Worry about the game first. If they win the game by 1 point, and 1 point only, then that means they've got a Grand Slam. But don't talk it up. Literally just go out there, do the job. And if you win a Grand Slam, you win the game, you win a Grand Slam. Don't really worry about it. The pressure's on England. But I'd say there's pressure on Ireland as well. They don't want to lose to England at home. As I said, they've lost a couple of games this season that perhaps they should have won. And they'll be desperate to turn England over.
I was reading a little bit in the paper this morning about you and about Alex Corbisero. There's some striking parallels, isn't there, between kind of how he's starting his England career and how you started your international career.
Yeah, there is actually. I did say that. I mean, I wouldn't say I spoke to him at length. We had a couple of chats and last weekend. There is similarities between us. I got brought into the England side at a very early age, a little bit younger than Alex, and you just soak it up like a sponge. You're there to try and get experience and enjoy it every second that you're there, and he seems to be doing that. I must admit, he came in for the injured Andrew Sheridan, and he's done really, really well. So hopefully he'll be a fixture in this England team for many years to come.
So good luck to him, good luck to England, and good luck to those involved in the RBS Rugby Force. If we want some more information about this, is there a website we can go to?
Yep, the website is www.rbs.co.uk/rugbyforce. So I encourage everybody to try and register on that by the 25th of March. It would be absolutely great.